Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. First of all, we would like to congratulate Usman for a really first-class summary paper. It's clear, it's detailed, and it identifies areas that we can take forward. And we would certainly endorse his remark he made this morning that there's a sense of convergence between delegations of all groups on a number of the topics that are identified in the paper. We would like to highlight five of them where we think ought to be priorities for next year and for the review conference. The first one is we clearly need to have a priority on thinking about command, control, communication and coordination issues. That's absolutely fundamental to any effective response to an incident of biological weapons use. If we don't have that, anything else will not be useful. We certainly need, second point is to build up response capabilities and capacities in all countries to ensure they have effective first line responders. Again, that is critical because that can contain and mitigate the consequences of an outbreak at the national level. Third point is that we certainly think we should be endorsing now the South African request and guidelines for assistance format. Clearly, there are other things that could be added to that, but certainly as an operational interim measure, there's absolutely no reason that that can't be adopted now. We can't wait, because if there were an incident tomorrow, what do states do? The next point is that the database for Article 7, which was commended at the last review conference, we frankly think the ISU should simply get on and do that, or at very least report back next year about what efforts and resources will be required to establish such a document on the ISU database, sorry, website. It seems to us that the very least that could be done is that many of the items in the existing assistance and cooperation database speak to Article 7 issues. They could be abstracted out and put in a separate section. And final point is that, as raised in paragraph 24, that for next year we would encourage everyone to focus on the challenges posed to plant health from biological weapons. It's the, as the paragraph notes, if I could find the reference, next year is International Year of Plant Health, so what would be more appropriate to have that as a central element in our deliberations next year. So we'd encourage all states parties to think about that and come prepared to discuss it the next MX4. Thank you very much.